to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes to live younger. In fact, there's a story this week on living younger and what does help you live younger or older. In this case, keeping a waist that's half your height or less makes you the equivalent of 8 years younger when you take into account the effect of blood pressure, the effect of diabetes, the effect of heart disease relating to obesity. So about 8 years. Obesity by itself, that is, if you factor out all the other factors, only about a two-year effect. But because it causes all the other problems, it is a big deal. But that isn't the main story this week. The main story this week is Harvard scientists believe they have found a mechanism, or the mechanism, by which calorie restriction works. And maybe we can do it without calorie restriction. That's the biggest story of the week. We're also going to talk about sick weather states, why some states have twice as much illness as others. Do you know that Americans spent $8.4 billion on fitness trackers sold in 2014, 50% of which are not used after 6 months? So the question is, how do we motivate people to still use them, to still stay healthy? That is, whether they're using the fitness tracker or something else, how do we motivate them to stay healthy? There's a new tick-borne illness that we'll talk about. It's called the Bourbon virus. First person to send me, well, I'm not online today. I have some email questions from in advance, but I'm not online. I'll try and get online for the show, for the rest of the show, but I'm not online. So at the first break, I'll try and get online. But first person I was going to say who emails me why it's called the Bourbon virus would receive a gift of a book, but I'm not going to do that because I'm not online yet. So the Bourbon virus, deadly and unlike anything previously seen in tick-borne illness in the United States. Birth defects, a good news story here. Birth defects decrease with maternal supplementation with the essentially prenatal multivitamins. That is multiple micronutrients. It isn't just iron and folic acid alone. They did that experiment in people who were only getting iron and folic acid. So this isn't, was done in Bangladesh. Gave them a multivitamin, a prenatal multivitamin versus iron and folate. Decreased birth defects, decreased premature births. Music for kids. Does it improve cognitive function for a lifetime? Well, obviously, if I'm saying it, I'm going to tell you it does. My top health book of the week, we'll do that at the end of the first hour, and we'll do it into the second hour. By the way, we have all on RadioMD archived 15 years, I think this is, 14 plus years of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, are archived on RadioMD.com. It's probably only 13 years it was called You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Before that, we called it the Real Age Radio Show. But in any case, it's all archived under You, the Owner's Manual. And you can go to RadioMD usually by Tuesday afternoon and hear the previous 2 hours of show that weekend. And then you can get all the hours from 14 years archived. The guest this top at the bottom of the hour, this first hour, is going to be Dr. Timothy France. He's called the Hear Doctor after instead of the Ear Doctor. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist who wrote the book, if you will, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing. We're going to talk to him about hearing aids. Who should get them? Do you know that 20% of Americans are deficient in or don't have normal hearing? He's going to tell us how we can test it easily and how you can get the hearing aid that works for you. That is, a lot of people don't get hearing aids. One, they're expensive. Two, they're not covered by most insurance plans. And three, they often don't work. And he's going to tell you how to get one that works. Key point segment, Well Beyond Wellness. Do you know, and we'll call this the Automega segment in the second hour, so I won't talk about it now other than it's a key to learning in school. Gary Ginsberg will join us in the second hour, too. If you don't get the second hour, I apologize. The first hour is sensational oven by itself. So let's get into it. The first key section is that Well Beyond Wellness piece, which is how does calorie restriction prolong life? This is a very interesting story. 21 of 23 animal species, it's definitive that restricting calories by 15 to 30%, now that's hard to do if you're human, but 15 to 30% prolongs life by about 50% and improves the quality of life all those years. We think that's related to less mitochondrial damage. Your mitochondria are the bacterial-looking structure that's inside every cell but your red cells, and they provide energy. They are DNA that provide energy. They take glucose and through a complicated series of reactions produce ATP, which gives you the energy to function. And in one of the stories we talked about last week that I thought was the key story of last week, maybe the key of the year, is that the longer your mitochondria, the more mitochondrial DNA you have, the less frailty you have in the next few years. So that short DNA or less DNA in your mitochondria, that's due to the fact that your mitochondria produce energy, and if you have free radical damage, say from big meals we often thought of, well, it damages that mitochondria, which then goes on to not produce as much. And I always thought that was how calorie restriction worked, by decreasing the damage to your mitochondria. This is a very molecular understanding. If you're missing amino acids, cysteine and methionine, and if you go on calorie restriction, you're missing a little bit of all your amino acids. Well, if you miss those, you produce hydrogen cyanide in a little greater degree in your cells. And that hydrogen cyanide somehow protects your cells against damage and increases lifespan. If you provide cysteine and methionine to the animals, and they specifically looked at two species, or three, worms, flies, and yeast, if they provided methionine and cysteine, that is, they weren't short in their calorie-restricted diets, they got no benefit from calorie restriction. So the question is, could you figure out a way of changing what you eat before surgery to have better outcomes? Can you change what you eat normally by avoiding cysteine and methionine, even if you eat normal amounts of calories, and still get the benefit of calorie restriction? Well, this is a study that appeared on December 23rd in Cell of this year, and the answers to those questions aren't known. We think that the implication is your diet should be low in methionine and cysteine. How do you get there? Well, this is a problem because methionine and cysteine are high, are branched chain, and are protective against inflammation to blood vessels and seem to decrease the incidence of cancer. That is, when you have broccoli and cauliflower, those things have methionine and cysteine in them. And so we're going to have to come back to you next week and talk to you. We'll talk to the guest, the author of this paper, how do you avoid cysteine and methionine. And that is the top story of the week. That is, calorie restriction may be good for you and may be able to be done without calorie restriction. We'll be back shortly. When we come back, we're going to talk about sick weather states. Why do some states has twice as much illness as others? What states are worse for you to live in and to locate? And why are we buying so many fitness trackers if we're not using them? How do we get to use them more in the tick-borne illness that's new? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. Prevalief.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. At the bottom of the hour, we have a wonderful guest, if you will. He's the Hear Doctor, H-E-A-R. What a great title, the Hear Doctor. And he's going to talk to us. Oh, I should tell you his name, right? It is, and by the way, he has written a series of books on why hearing is so important. It's Dr. Timothy France, F-R-A-N-T-Z. He's, quote, the Hear, H-E-A-R, doc, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Health, Better Hearing. And some of the amazing statistics about hearing and why you want to know about it is, and this to me is truly, how do I say it, life-changing, because so many people have it, and you can see that they are not functioning socially, and functioning socially is so important for overall health. But in fact, the 20% of adult Americans, that's 48 million of us, have some hearing aid. At age 65, one out of three people has a hearing loss. 60% of people with a hearing loss are either in the workforce or in educational settings. While people in the workplace with mildest hearing losses show little or no drop in income compared to normal hearing peers, as the hearing loss increases, so does the reduction in compensation. And, if you will, it is the third most common physical condition after arthritis and heart disease. So we're going to talk to Dr. Timothy France at the bottom of the hour. Again, author of the book Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction. Now, the interesting thing is a new app is available called Sick Weather. And I'll tell you how to get the app. It's at Sick Weather, which looks at the states which have the sickest people. And you'd say, how do you find this? Well, it's a Baltimore-based company. It has online reports. It's called, I think you just go to either Apple or to Google, and the Google Store, the Apple Store at Google Play or Apple Store, and go to Sick Weather. And you can find that on both. And when you download it, it'll show you that Kansas had 3.96, almost 4, 3.96 reports, sick reports per 1,000 people in 2010. And I don't know the what this means, but it's allergies, flu, cough, colds, and fever from January through October. Whereas, for example, New York had 1.16, Maine 1.39, New Jersey 1.41. Idaho was the winner, 1.16. Fewer people called in sick or had those things, whereas the other states, Kansas, Nevada, Kentucky, Texas, West Virginia, Oregon, Indiana, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, and Nebraska, were the sickest states. And you'd say, why? Well, clearly, although this doesn't matter, if you will, from a standpoint overall, if you're not interested in this, but if you're interested in it, if you're locating a company, you probably want to locate it in a state, if these states stay the healthiest, that have the fewest sick calls per 1,000 people. So you'd want to locate in Idaho, New York, Mississippi, Montana, Vermont, Washington, Maine, New Jersey, and Utah. It's interesting, both the sickest and the least sick states, with the exception of West Virginia and Texas, avoid the South. So the South is in the middle, and the South has the most chronic disease, strokes, heart disease, obesity, smoking, etc. But this is interesting, most of the call-ins for chronic disease, flu, cough, allergies, colds, and fever were not from southern states. So that is one of the interesting facts this week. Now, a new tick-borne bourbon virus is deadly and is unlike anything previously seen in the United States. What is the bourbon virus? Well, this is really interesting because it's carried by deer ticks. And you'd say, uh-oh, deer ticks, they're pretty rampant in the Northeast, like Lyme disease is. But in fact, this is a interesting process because this does not affect, if you will, the Northeast. Where this affected was Kansas. And the difference in this tick-borne disease is it was deadly in the one person who had it, but it isn't a bacteria or something that is treated with an antibiotic. Obviously, Lyme disease is they're either rickettsial or bacterial diseases that can be treated with an antibiotic. Lyme can be treated with something as simple as tetracycline. You've got to recognize it early to avoid the complications, but it is almost universally susceptible to early treatment with a common desoxytetracycline. The interesting thing is, or dicloxacillin, or that's the easy way, is just to know it as a tetracycline. Whereas this one, this virus was fast-moving and severe, causing lung and kidney failure and shock in a normal person. Why is it called the Bourbon virus? Because it was in Bourbon County, Kansas, where the only known patient lived. So it's only one patient, but it's similar to viruses previously seen in Eastern Europe, Africa, and Asia. And it literally killed the one person who got it. Lyme disease, obviously, with over 200,000 people in the United States having it, is the most common tick-borne illness. Cold weather typically keeps ticks and other disease transmitting insects at bay. But from roughly April through September, you've got to protect yourself by wearing long clothes, insect repellent where you could be exposed, and do a thorough tick check after returning home. So the message on this, on Bourbon virus, is stay away from bourbon. At least stay away from the bourbon virus, because it is deadly, and unlike anything seen in the U.S., if this one person is typical. But remember, only one person do we know who had it. We don't know how many people had it and cured themselves with their own immune system. So that's the story on the Bourbon virus. One of the other interesting stories of this week is that in England they analyzed cancers, and they said that at least 4 in 10, and when I look at the data, maybe as many as 8 in 10 cancers are caused by lifestyle choices that everyone can make. So this was the story that came out of the United Kingdom Cancer Research Center, and they said that at least 600,000 cancers in the UK, in the United Kingdom alone, could be prevented if people chose healthier behaviors. So they looked at the data from 2007 to 2011, and we're going to talk about lifestyle prevention of hearing in just a few seconds with Timothy France, the Hear Doctor, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, 7 Secrets to Better Hearing. And when we come back after that, we'll go back to listening to the story about life choices are behind maybe as many as 8 in 10 cancers in both the United States and United Kingdom. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We hope you stay well, and stay well with us. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And thanks, Sonar, for great engineering all year long.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Timothy France, called the Hear Doctor, author of Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, 7 Secrets to Better Hearing, is here with us. About 20%, as we said, of Americans suffer, 48 million of us suffer from hearing loss, 75% are untreated. Dr. France, thank you for joining us. You practice in Northern California, so it's a long way from Cleveland, where we are, and from Vero Beach, Florida, where our uplink is, and even from Colorado Springs, where the satellite uplink is. But we appreciate your coming on and talking to us and educating us about hearing loss. Tell us, why are 75% untreated? Is it because of lack of insurance, or what is it?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dr. Mike. Yeah, the majority of people with hearing loss don't really realize that they have it because it can be very insidious with its onset over many years, slowly accumulating. The most common sign that someone has hearing loss is actually turning up the television too loud. Once that person says, you know, I want to get some help, the number one reason that help is not obtained is the high price of hearing aids. And unfortunately, Medicare does not have a hearing aid benefit, not at this time. So a lot of people look at that sticker shock and kind of say, well, I think I'll put it off a few more years.
Now, some people, I can tell you, one of the people interested in this session is my mother-in-law. She's 95, God bless her, and lives well. And she has hearing aids, but she often doesn't use them, which drives me crazy. But she reads lips really well. So if she sees you, she can tell you, she can answer appropriately. But if she doesn't see you, she often doesn't answer appropriately. And she says a lot of the places don't get the hearing aid, and she's one of those people who suffers. She says they don't seem to be able to match all her needs for her hearing aid.
Yeah, there's two things that need to be present in a hearing aid to make someone want to wear it each day. The first is it has to be physically comfortable for that person. It can't be irritating the ear or have a plugged feeling. And the second is the sound needs to be acoustically comfortable. And if those two are met, the majority of people who have the hearing will probably wear them. However, honestly, Dr. Mike, about 51% of people that do get hearing aids tend to leave them out from time to time, and I think that's a shame.
Now, she leaves it out, and when I've questioned her, she says that when she's in a crowded room, there's very loud noises in a room. For example, when we go to a basketball game, she cheers just as loudly as everybody else, but she does it without her hearing aids in. And when we're at so you've got to face her for her to answer questions appropriately. And when she said we're in a room with a lot of people, like when she's listening to a lecture, she tends to get this individual thing from the lecturer rather than just keep her hearing aids in and listen to things. Is that common too?
It is. Let me talk about the basketball game situation first. The hearing aid is programmed primarily to hear speech. That's what most people, we assume that most people want to hear speech. And they're very sophisticated, and if she has a modern hearing aid, when she's looking towards the players, and let's say you're sitting on her side, the hearing aid will pretty much tune out your voice until she turns towards you, because there's what we call a sound envelope, which would say whoever's in front of her is going to amplify that, so the background noises are suppressed. And the hearing aid can even pick out human speech, but when there's a lot of humans all around her, it makes it very difficult. In the second situation, it's a little different, because if she's in a loud lecture or lecture hall, there's some wonderful things with what we call FM systems or looped systems. In Europe, these are very common now in public places, where a magnetic field loop is placed within the auditorium or whatever, and the loop magnetic current goes right to the hearing aid, with what we call a telecoil. So the sound does not need to travel through the air to reach the receiver or the microphone on the hearing aid, but it uses the loop. Not as common in America, but gaining some traction. So there are some wonderful devices that could help her in the future.
So what she does in most of the lecture places, and this is pertains to a question we have from a guest, is they get this little device that seems to that they put in their ear from the lecture hall.
Yeah.
That seems to make them. Is that what that is? Is specifically programmed to the hearing aid?
Well, if they're getting a simple amplifier system, which is called the FM system, that's going to not program it for her prescription of hearing loss. It'll just kind of be an amplifier, and it definitely helps. But it would be impossible for them to know her hearing aid prescription. The loop system would be the best, though.
And how does the loop system automatically know her hearing aid prescription?
Yes. the hearing aid has a prescription, and the loop simply sends a signal that is amplified by her prescription. Certain frequencies she may need a little bit more, certain frequencies a little bit less. There's another wonderful option for her, and that is one of these wireless lapel mics, where she could place a wireless mic. She would own this device, it's a couple hundred dollars, put it on the lectern or on the person's lapel who she really wants to hear. So that sound also does not go through the sound wave, but gets picked up right there in the microphone on the lectern, sent directly to the hearing aid. It really helps intelligibility.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I hadn't heard of
Very
that.
Simple.
Now, we have a question from a woman named, she says, hold my name, but when we announced you on the email line, this question came in, and she said, but probably every man in America will think it's their wife, so it doesn't matter if you say, but don't say my name. And she said, my husband has what his doctor calls male pattern hearing loss. One, what causes it? Two, what can be done about it? His doctor says nothing needs to be done about it because it's stable, yet he keeps saying what all the time.
Okay, that's a great question. Hearing loss is slightly more common in men than in women, primarily due to noise exposure. It's very well known that loud noises decrease hearing over time. And loud noises can quickly decrease hearing if it's extremely loud. So the male pattern of hearing loss would be a noise exposure pattern. Typically, the lower tones, like the vowels in my speech right now, are heard very well, even up to people in their mid-80s or 90s, the very low tones at about 250 or 500 cycles per second are heard very well. As the tones get higher, the damage is usually greater. And in the highest tones, were the fricatives of speech, which are the consonants like TH, SH, etc., some sounds produced by forcing air through our teeth or lips. They're very high-pitched sounds. So typically a gentleman would hear a word like would, but he won't know if it's would, could, should, etc., and he'll ask to repeat. Fortunately, she has a husband who's not afraid to ask to repeat, instead of using stock answers like, uh-huh, or yes, honey, or something along these lines. And that is very treatable. Very treatable.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how it is treatable, since obviously probably 65 or 70% of our listeners are women who have men with this problem. So when we come back, we'll talk about how treatable it is with the Hear Doc, H-E-A-R Doc, Dr. Timothy France. And the book that he has written, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing, a wonderful book. If you have tinnitus, if you've got hearing loss, if someone in your family does, this is a great book as a gift or even to slip under their door. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalif Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalif Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalif Oasis product and all the great Prevalif products at Prevalif.com. Prevalef.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalif.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. in the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that lets you learn how to take control of your genes and your lifestyle so you live at a healthier quality of life for your whole life. We're talking with Dr. Timothy France, known as The Hear, H-E-A-R, Doc. His website, thehearedoc.com. Author of the book, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing. And in fact, this is one of the key things, is this is a really easy-to-read book, and he's got just wonderful advice for all of us. We were talking this question written by a lady who didn't want her name known. I guess she and her husband listened to the show together. But the doc has said that her husband has male pattern hearing loss, that he is at a stable level, meaning he's gone from age 60 to 74 now. That doesn't give it away, but 60 to 74 now, with no change in this, quote, male pattern hearing loss, but he keeps asking what a lot, what'd she say, et cetera, and we learned that consonants were hard for him to say. Timothy, why don't you repeat what you'd said, and then tell us how it's easy to get treatment.
Sure. What I said earlier was, when they talk about male pattern hearing loss, they're really talking about what we call noise-induced hearing loss from a lifetime of noise exposure, usually with noisy occupations such as industrial equipment, etc., with or without the appropriate hearing protection. And the vowel sounds typically are heard very well which are the low tones of each, the A-E-I-O-U. The consonants, however, especially the fricatives, which are sounds that are produced by forcing air through the teeth or lips, such as T-H, S-H, the Z sound, are not heard very well. And so the person may know that you're speaking and hear speech, but won't necessarily understand what's being said, a very, very common complaint in my practice. The problem is, even though it's quote-unquote stable, the effects of untreated hearing loss are very significant and well proven. Number one is decreased income. People with less that have untreated hearing loss have decreased income. They tend to suffer from dementia more frequently. Of course, a less communication and poor relationships, which sounds like maybe beginning in this couple's life. And then the active lifestyle is lost because they tend to not go to activities that they used to enjoy when they could hear normally. Basically because they can't hear it's being said or they don't enjoy it, such as a bowling alley, which can be frustrating, or theaters, etc. So there's a couple of ways to treat her husband. The first one is he needs to admit that he does have some hearing loss, and it sounds like he does just by asking her to repeat. He's asking her to repeat, so that's a good thing. So I'd like to talk about how they can have a better relationship and more communication and better hearing without using hearing aids. The first is to turn off the radio or the TV. A lot of people have the TV on nonstop, and that background noise really competes if you need to have an important conversation. The second would be if they could get to the same room and try not to have conversations, let's say, between the kitchen and the living room or even between floors, which is very, very difficult. The other is trying to face each
other. Is that more difficult just because he's got this consonant hearing loss, or is it just because it's normally more difficult for sound to travel that far?
No, as long as the sound is loud enough, it can travel that far. But yes, there's other background noises, and the signal, which is the wife's voice in this case, needs to be at least 7 or 8 decibels, which is a measure of loudness, louder than the surrounding noise to hear clearly. And whether that's if she's doing dishes in one room or whatever, he's got the TV on, that makes it very difficult to understand what's being said. So I think that they're on the right track, but there's a few things they could do. Also, looking face-to-face when they're speaking, that really helps. You know, about 3 or 4 feet away really helps. And like she said, he's getting good at reading lips. A lot of people are pretty good at this without taking one class on lip reading. They just kind of naturally learn it. As I mentioned, this problem usually doesn't come on overnight, but takes years to develop, and people develop compensatory methods to deal with it, such as he has, I think. Now, let's say that he does want to get some help. I recommend that he would see a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Of course, I'm biased. That's what I do. There are 2 other levels of people in the United States that can help with hearing aids. One is audiologists, who either have a master's degree or an AUD, which is like a PhD in hearing loss. They're not physicians, but they're experts in hearing. And then there's a non-degreed people called hearing aid dispensers that can also help out. But I recommend that he would see an ear, nose, and throat physician, if possible, for a good examination, good test. And 90% of the time, maybe 95% of the time, hearing aids are going to be needed in this circumstance.
Now, when you talk about other forms of hearing loss, what is the one that and I'm trying to phrase it as a question. This woman says, my kids turn their iPods way up. Are they likely, because of the loud noise, to have hearing loss? And what can I do to tell them about this and to get them to change?
That's a great question. And I'm thinking about writing a book and doing a study on this, because this is a big, big issue, primarily in the U.S. And she mentioned iPod. Is that correct?
She did.
Well, Apple products in Europe have been limited to 85 to 89 decibels maximum output with the earbuds. The EU mandated that. Here in America, they go up as high as 105, 110 dBs. That means decibel, a measure of loudness, which is known to cause hearing loss. over time. Again, a child's not going to listen to the iPod one day and have severe hearing loss the next day unless there's some tragic accident with the sound stream. But over over time, with exposure of 6 hours, 8 hours a day, absolutely that can cause a problem. What the mother can simply do is go into the device, and Apple has a wonderful system where you can limit the volume of the device so it doesn't go quite as far. In fact, I would recommend 85 decibels or less. And if she wants to know where 85 decibels is, there are some wonderful apps that Apple has developed and other developers to actually measure the sound. Called decibel meters. They're wonderful. I've been using mine quite a bit.
So when we come back, we're going to go to the second hour. So, Timothy France, we're going to have to say goodbye. TheHearDoc.com. TheHear, H-E-A-R, doc.com. Great advice. One of the things I'd love to find out is how you get the app so you limit the sound. Is it through the normal settings? Is a question that someone asked me, so we don't have time to answer that, but we will get that answered before too long. The Hear Doc, Dr. Timothy France, superb advice. We'll look forward to seeing you again on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on RadioMD.com. The call, of course, is stay well. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering. We'll be back next week and even in the next hour if you're still with us.
Green light. Hey girl, school zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.